Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And in this camp, Lord, as it is done in heaven, your gracious will be done. Hallelujah. 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 Gracious Father, Holy Father, Heavenly Father, our Father, our hearts are filled with gratitude as we come before you tonight for the warmth of your love, for the joy of your presence, for the blessing of your outstretched hand over us, your mighty hand. Thank you for your blessing and your protection over the camp today. Thank you for the fact that you are with us all the time. We just want to commit this evening to you, Lord. We pray that you'll bless in the village and in the cottage as the campers have come to the close of this day and perhaps are having their time with you, Lord, and your presence. We just pray that you'll meet with them, each one of them, speak to their individual hearts and pour out your spirit in their meetings, Lord. We just pray that you will work in your own wonderful way in our campers this evening. Thank you for each one that you've brought here. Lord, this is your camp, and you bring people here, and we believe that you've brought these campers here to be with us, and we pray that you'll accomplish all of your desire in their hearts. Let them feel your love. Let them hear your voice. Let them respond to your call. Give them a wonderful time in these days here, we pray. Give them a real joy in this place, Lord. Lots of fun and lots of enjoyment. And let them all touch you, we pray. And even this night, Lord, we pray for the moving of your Spirit. As we have prayed that you would descend upon our hearts, Lord, we pray that you will bless them as well and meet them, everyone, and accomplish your desire and your purpose in their hearts, Lord, and in ours as well. We believe it is your holy will that we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. And so we pray that this meeting here in Watch Rock tonight will serve that purpose, Lord, that your people become more like you, that we, Lord, shall really touch you, that we shall be changed by your power, that we shall receive your life-giving and life-changing word into humble hearts that are receptive to you. I pray that you will just bless everyone. How I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be here in this place with this group of your people this evening. Hallelujah. And our hearts are open, Lord. We know your heart is open to us. And, oh, Lord, our eyes are towards you. Our eyes are upon you. Our hope is in you. Our expectation is from you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a
in each trying hour.
He gives me overcoming power. What a wonderful Savior. And triumph in each trying hour. What a wonderful Savior. What a
given all my heart, the world shall never share apart.
To him I've given all my heart, what a wonderful Savior. The world shall never share apart, what a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, how hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful, Lord. Hallelujah. Again, I'm so glad to be here with you. Brother Kenny Friedman, as you know, was here. I suppose most of you were here with him. Left us today. And on Saturday, Brother Keith comes back for the weekend. He'll be here Saturday evening, the Lord willing, and Sunday and Monday morning. And we're glad for those who are trying to fill in this week and are giving themselves to serve in this way. Well, what's a minister anyway, Brother Frank? You're a minister, even you. A minister is, I'm teasing you, a minister is a servant, right? So we're serving the Lord. Jesus is our example. The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. What a thing to be a minister, to minister unto the Lord. We worship him, and that's our ministry, is to worship him from the heart, to worship God in the spirit. Everything flows from that, right? What he does, because he loves us, we love him and give ourselves to him. And how wonderful that is to be able to do that. So I didn't know what I was going to meet. I mean, who I was going to meet. When I came in, I knew some of you. I knew, Andrew, that you were here. I had heard that. But I didn't know that your father was here and that I would see Tom Barnes. What a blessing that is to me. Now, I don't mean just to call out one person, but I haven't seen you for a while, and I remember the years gone by. So you have a song that you like and would like to sing tonight with the congregation. We're going to have you choose a song that we sing, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
We'd like that. And just so glad for the opportunity to be here again. You know, I was here the first week of the season, and it was dropped into my heart during that week. This prayer, Lord, bless everyone who's here, and let everyone who's here know Jesus better when they leave here. And maybe I'm going to pray that way in one of the first meetings. And I think that wasn't just for that week. But that week, one morning, I was at the breakfast, I looked across and I saw a young lady sitting at the table across from me at another table, and I called on her to pray. And I don't know if she had been in that prayer meeting that Sunday afternoon when we had prayed that way, but she said, "Lord, isn't it interesting? Usually when you call on somebody to pray for the food, you're a little hungry and you want them to pray for the food, and they get to that after a while sometimes. But she said, "Lord, I thank you that we can know you better today. Let every one of us know you better today." Well, I was so glad I called on her because that was the thing that was in my heart. And it's in my heart for this time, too, that all of us will be able to testify when we leave this place that we know Jesus better, that we love him more, that he has worked in our hearts as we opened to him. And surely it will be that way. So, let's see. Maybe I should say something else. That first week, I decided that I would try to do something with our theme. We have a theme with the staff, a devotional book that we've been given that's based on Frances Ridley Havergal's most popular book, her bestseller, Kept for the Master's Use. We took excerpts from the 13 chapters in that book, and we put them into this little devotional. And it goes through the song, Take My Life and Let It Be. There are 12 couplets in that song. And day by day, we focus on one of them. And so it was my goal, anyway, in the evening meetings to choose something that went along with the theme for that day and just emphasize that theme in some way. Something from Scripture. I like to continue that this time as well, that we speak on the theme for the day. And, of course, I don't want to do the same thing. 4 weeks ago, I was here on day four. Take my feet. Let them be swift and beautiful for thee. And I recall that we talked about the those who run errands and speak for the Lord from 2 Corinthians 5, that we have been given a ministry. The ministry of reconciliation has been committed to us. And we talked about the miracle, too, of reconciliation, how we have been reconciled to God. But now it is our duty to spread the message and run with this glorious gospel and share. And that's what it means to have beautiful feet. Well, tonight we'll talk about beautiful feet, I think. Maybe you think your feet are beautiful, and maybe they are. But we're not talking about the feet that are inside those sneakers, but rather the feet that are swift, quick to obey, practice prompt obedience, wanting to run on God's errands, and then beautiful because they run with the gospel message. You might have the most beautiful feet on these campgrounds, and yet they're not beautiful to God. Maybe they're swift, as he says in Proverbs 6. You know, one of the things he hates? Feet that are swift in running to mischief. Yeah. Proverbs 6, right? You've probably memorized that. These six things doth the Lord hate. Seven are an abomination to him. And you go through and you find one of them. Feet that are swift in running to mischief. But Frances Ridley Havergal wanted swift feet, but she meant swift in obeying the Lord, going at his bidding, doing his work, accomplishing his purposes as he lays them upon our hearts and directs our way in serving him. Well, and beautiful, beautiful. The Lord is pleased with the, well, we'll go into it. We'll get into it after your song. What's your song?
Hallelujah Side.
You like that one, huh?
Oh, I love that one.
So do I. What number is it?
486.
Doesn't sound right.
Unless I have no glasses. Let's put them on here. Let's see if we're right here for a minute. 469.
Okay, 469. That's we've had that book about 40 years, so I can't remember what 486 is, but I know 469 is.
Maybe we should sing that day.
469. Let's stand and sing a Hallelujah Side.
Once a sinner far from Jesus, I was perishing with cold. But the blessed Savior heard me when I cried. And he threw his arm around me and he led me to his fold. Now I'm living on the Hallelujah Side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the Hallelujahs flow. Help me ring the Savior's praises far and wide. Of my soul, and I'm living on the Hallelujah Side.
seated.